Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and as you know, if you've been a podcast listener for any period of time, I'm very into cutting-edge futuristic concepts that really help with fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. And today, have I got a doozy for you. This is an interview with Peter Miskowski, who is the CEO of something called Vasper Technologies, and I'll let him fill you in more about what it's all about, but basically it combines, it's basically like this machine that combines ice with grounding, with compression, with intense exercise, and it has this very significant effect on lactic acid formation and growth hormones, and it's a NASA-based piece of technology, and you're gonna dig this interview. I thought it was fascinating. Now, because the theme of today's audio is futuristic concepts, I'd also like you to stay tuned after the interview with Peter, because I also got a guy on the call who's putting together a free online conference that basically brings together a lot of people who are really on the cutting edge and at the tip of a lot of these futuristic concepts in fitness and nutrition, and especially health and healthcare. And got him on to talk a little bit about what this conference is and how you can get access to it. And I actually have been able to go in and view a bunch of the videos that are part of this free online conference. And it's called The Future of Health Now, and it also will knock your socks off. So two very futuristic interviews today. Enjoy. And if you have questions, comments, or feedback, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com and let me know. All right, let's do this. Hi, folks. This is Ben, and on the call with me today is Peter Wasowski, and Peter is the founder and CEO of something called Vasper Systems. Vasper Systems is a way to exercise and train the body that's based off of some very advanced technology that we're going to be talking about today. And Peter has a great deal of experience when it comes to the particular methods that are implemented and used with this Vasper training technology. So, Peter, thank you for coming on the call today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you explain what Vasper actually is?
Yes. Well, first of all, the word Vasper stands for vascular performance. And the technology is designed to increase the speed and the amount that your brain, specifically pituitary gland, secretes our own growth hormone. So whenever we talk about growth hormone or HGH, human growth hormone, most people think of what comes out of a syringe where you supplement or inject growth hormone. Our technology focuses on your own body producing, enhancing the production of your own growth hormone produced by your own body, which of course has no side effects, as opposed to the synthetic hormone, which does have side effects.
Gotcha. Okay, so in terms of how this actually works, what is it? Is it a form of training? Is it a device that someone trains with? Or how do you actually implement this concept of increasing growth hormone?
It is a form of training with a very specific type of equipment. So the best way to explain it is if you can imagine watching small kids, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, you would normally not see those people walking. They're always going full speed ahead. And if you were to look down inside their muscle tissue, you would see huge amounts of lactic acid accumulation. Mm-hmm. And the pituitary gland gets a signal from the level of concentration of lactic acid in the muscle tissue. So these children, because they are small, the concentration in the muscle, the concentration of lactic acid is very high. The higher the concentration, the stronger the signal to the pituitary requesting growth hormone to rebuild the muscle back to its pre-exercise condition. So children like this have so much growth hormone on board that they have a ligament tear, meniscus tear, something that adults would require surgery for. In practically all cases, kids rebuild on their own. They do not need medical intervention because they have such high concentrated lactic acid. And the minute we hit puberty, of course, our metabolic rate slows down. At the same time, the body is bigger, so it's no longer possible to concentrate lactic acid simply due to more real estate in the muscle tissue. Mm-hmm. So there are three principles behind VASPR technology. The first one is to biomimic the concentration of the lactic acid by compressing the upper arms and upper legs. And we slow down the venous return, which is the way the lactic acid is being eliminated from the muscle tissues through the venous
system. So you're actually trying to keep lactic acid in the muscles.
Correct. In the quads and in the biceps. The quads are the quadricep muscles are the largest muscle groups in the legs, and that's where those are your brakes. So every time you stop, you use your quads. So that's a great place to concentrate lactic acid. And when we concentrate lactic acid there during a 20-minute exercise process with vascular compression, where we slow down the venous return, and we also drop your core body temperature so that you don't sweat, the result is that we create a very powerful signal to the brain, because the brain all of a sudden is seeing the concentration of lactic acid it hasn't seen since you were, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. And therefore, the only thing the brain can do is to send huge amounts of growth hormone to rebuild the muscle tissue, which in fact has not been damaged. So if you were to compare VASPR to any other form of exercise, during any other type of exercise, you physically have to break down the muscle tissue in order to rebuild it and to grow it. With VASPR, we biomimic or hack the brain into thinking that you broke down the muscle tissue, but you in fact have not. However, you're getting all of the benefits of additional growth hormone and additional anabolic hormones to rebuild the tissues, which means you can regenerate your body from injury much faster.
So by keeping lactic acid basically trapped in a muscle, you're keeping the body from metabolizing that lactic acid or getting rid of that lactic acid. Is that correct?
Correct. For a 20-minute period.
Okay. So isn't that really uncomfortable? I mean, isn't lactic acid kind of what causes discomfort or buildup of acids in our muscles? Or how does someone actually, you know, function and exercise with lots of lactic acid in their muscles like that?
Well, that's a great question, Ben. And the truth is that if you exercise and sweat, then you can shunt a lot of your blood to the surface of the skin, sometimes as much as 40%, in order for you to sweat. And that's what causes buildup of lactic acid during a regular exercise, because you don't have enough blood on board in the muscle level to remove it. And also because your blood is warmer as your core body temperature goes up, it loses blood oxygen. So you have two things going against you. Blood with less oxygen, and blood oxygen is the fuel for the muscle tissue, and less blood at the muscle level because you're sweating.
Okay.
So that is the discomfort you're talking about. When you're on a VASPR system, you are being core cooled, so you're not sweating, or the sweating is very minimal. And the only lactic acid that's accumulated is in the compression area, and that is cooled as well. So you don't have the discomfort that you're talking about. And you actually feel rejuvenated, and you can exercise with much, much more intensity. You can burn as much as 45% more fat because you're not sweating.
So you have
more intensity for exercise.
You have an increased level of oxygenated blood that's staying in the muscle along with the lactic acid. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, your blood oxygen levels are higher, and your blood flow to the muscle level is higher because of no sweat.
Okay. Gotcha. So compared to basically just going out and exercising really hard and creating lots of lactic acid by, say, riding a bicycle really fast or by running really fast, the difference between that and this is that with this VASPR-style training, you're actually keeping the lactic acid inside the muscle and thus sending a message to your pituitary gland to release more growth hormone?
Yeah, well, you know, both of those things happen whether you are, if you're on a bicycle going really hard, you're also accumulating lactic acid. However, because your body size is larger than when you were 5, 6, 7 years old, that lactic acid cannot be concentrated at the muscle level. And therefore, the signal to the brain is much weaker. When you're on a vascular system, we concentrate that lactic acid on the quads. So we basically make the brain think that you just ran up a 2,000-foot mountain and totally destroyed your muscle tissue. And the only thing the brain can do is send massive amounts of growth hormone, which triggers all the other anabolic hormones to rebuild the muscle back.
Have you compared the amount of growth hormone that's released with something like this with just hard training? For example, had someone do a hard bicycle session using compression and ice, and then had someone do it without, and compared the actual growth hormone release?
Yeah, we did those comparisons with Stanford University. That we had a couple of PhDs that flew over to Hawaii where I was developing the equipment. And we did that comparison using lactate strips, where we actually measured the lactic acid before, during, and after exercise. And what we measured is, on a non-athlete, the difference between a standard exercise versus vascular was 300% increase in lactic acid accumulation. Mm. When we had an athlete, somebody who was well fit and could exercise with higher intensity, the difference between no vascular and vascular was 1,200% increase in lactic acid accumulation. Mm. We have done hormonal testing on different athletes and special forces, different people that we work with. We're seeing over a period of 20 sessions, the actual growth hormone levels go up anywhere from 20 to 70%.
Wow. Now, I have a question. There's a lot of athletes that wear compression socks, compression tights, things like that, while they're exercising in a triathlon or a marathon or something of that nature. And I'm under the impression that those are supposed to assist with removing lactic acid and improving blood flow. Are you using, to keep this lactic acid inside the muscle, are you using a different type of compression? Or you know, how is it different than using a compression sock or a compression tight, which I'm under the impression was supposed to assist with the removal of lactic acid and not keep the lactic acid in the muscle?
Well, yeah, we're basically talking about two completely different techniques. So vascular technique is very much out of the box and it's difficult to understand immediately. But the compression socks are simply designed to maintain less blood volume at the lower part of the extremity, so at the lower level. That's why you wear the socks. What we are doing is we are trapping lactic acid at the upper part of the leg as high as possible in the quad. And so we compress that area, and as you exercise, we are trapping some of the lactic acid that would normally be removed from the body through the urinary system, through the sweat.
Okay. So it's basically kind of like a different form of compression.
It's a completely different form of compression. It is a, exactly. That's the best way to describe it. It's totally different.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
The result is completely different as well.
For people who are trying to visualize how this works out on a practical level, what does it look like when you're actually doing a training session using your technology, in terms of, you know, for people who maybe haven't seen a picture of this and don't really know what's involved? You know, you've got this compression. You've got, I don't know if it's cold water or ice or some type of cold fluid that's circulating through the compression, or how does all this actually work and come together in terms of the complete picture of what someone looks like or wears or does when they're doing an exercise session using Vasper technology?
Okay, well, the easiest way to do this, of course, would be to go on the website, Vasper.com. So Vasper is the first three letters of vascular and the first three letters of performance. That's where Vasper comes from. So if you go to Vasper.com, you will be able to see the videos of people doing this, and you will also be able to read their testimonials, and there's a link to our Facebook page where you can read quite a bit about this. But the bottom line is there's three principles behind the technology. The first one is slowing down the venous return in just the peripheral venous return. That means we do not touch the deep veins or the arteries. We only slow down the venous, the small venous blood vessels that are just underneath the skin. The second one is we drop the core body temperatures to prevent sweating and give you more blood flow at the muscle level with higher blood oxygen volumes. And the third one is electrical grounding. So we allow your body to discharge all the static electricity into the ground and pick up negative electrons, which results in higher serotonin levels in your body. And higher serotonin levels promote deeper sleep. And 50% of your growth hormone is produced at night between the third and fourth stage of rapid eye movement sleep, of REM sleep. So if you, how do you know if you have REM sleep? You remember dreams. So if you remember vivid dreams and you have constant vivid dreams, then means you're getting your growth hormone at night. Mm-hmm. A lot of people and a lot of athletes we work with that actually use sleep medication miss out on the night hormonal release because sleep medication usually separates the emotional body from the physical body and prevents REM sleep. So the whole idea of this protocol is to enhance the natural, your own, what we call endogenous growth hormone secretions from your own body during the exercise and also at night during the REM sleep.
So in terms of the compression, you've basically got like a compression sleeve on the thigh. And is there cold water that's circulating through that or ice water that's circulating through that while someone is exercising?
Correct. It's not ice water, but it's a very specific temperature gradient water, which is adjusted to each individual.
Okay. And then are people wearing any type of cold therapy anywhere else? I noticed on the website it looks like someone's wearing a vest. Is that just a shirt, or does that have cold on it as well?
That also has cold liquid inside the vest, and we also use a head cap. So if you look at the circulation in your body, 60% of the circulation is in your chest, and 40% is in your head. So we don't even count the arms and legs. Most of it is in chest and head. So as long as we cool the chest area and the head area, we're actually affecting the core body temperature. And the reason we cool the compression areas is because it makes the whole compression experience much more pleasant than if you were not cooling it.
Gotcha. Okay, so we've got that for the cold, and then for the compression, basically that's just on the legs, right?
On the legs and arms.
Okay.
Sometimes on athletes, we always use legs and arms. On some people that are not athletic, we only use legs.
Okay. And then for the grounding that you describe, which is actually really interesting, I've always heard of grounding as something you can use for recovery, like using a grounding mattress or, you know, standing on a grounding mat after you've traveled to help, you know, basically enhance your rest and recovery. But you're actually using, is it like a foot pad to provide grounding during the exercise?
During the exercise, you're barefoot on our equipment, and we have copper plates that your feet are on, so you're discharging the static electricity during the exercise in that way.
So any static electricity that you have built up in your body, like from using cell phones or whatever, plastic water bottles or anything else, you're basically discharging that from the foot into the ground during the exercise session?
That's right. But most of your static electricity is actually generated during the exercise itself because most people show up wearing synthetic clothing. So if you have some type of any type of synthetic clothing and you rub those two surfaces against each other, you're producing thousands of volts of static electricity, which is oxidant inflammatory energy. So if you were to look at incidence of arthritis in the Western world, it actually started taking off in mid-50s. When polymers were invented. So when we invented synthetic clothing, nylon carpets, and at the same time, rubber-soled shoes, we would accumulate huge amounts of static electricity and then go outside and not have any way to discharge it because we're in rubber-soled sneakers. And that's what has caused a lot of autoimmune inflammatory disease. If you were to go to India, you would see 800 plus million people that are wearing cotton clothing and barefoot and very low, zero, almost no arthritis at all. So there is a huge component of grounding or absence of grounding that creates this. And there was a famous scientist, his name was Robert Becker, who wrote two books. One is called Body Electric. The other one is called Cross Current, when he talks about this. There are also a lot of clinical research articles on internet A very good one to read is called Can Electrons Be Antioxidants? By James Ashman. Mm. And it also discusses how grounding and having neutrally balanced body enhances serotonin levels. And serotonin, among other things, creates the deep sleep, and that's what's responsible for second half of your growth hormone.
Yeah, that's interesting to actually work it into the actual exercise session. And I'm looking at a picture of the device now, and I'll make sure that over at bengreenfieldfitness.com for you folks listening in, I put some pictures here. You do it barefoot, which is interesting. So in terms of how this technology actually works, you know, as far as how somebody would actually be able to use something like this, is this something that, like, you know, I could buy and put in my garage or put into a gym, or do you actually have to travel to a specific facility in order to have access to using this technology?
You're talking about the grounding itself?
No, I'm just talking about like the entire device, like from the ice to the compression to the grounding. You know, you've got this all built into this one thing. You know, it kind of looks like an elliptical trainer almost. Is that something that you can buy for your home?
No, not at the moment. Probably about 2 years from now, or a year and a half, we may have some home units available. But
so where, if someone actually wanted to go do a training session on one of these, where would they go? Where can you find these things?
You would go to one of our centers and do it. We have one in Honolulu, one here at Moffett Field.
Where's that? Did you say Moffett Field?
Moffett Field, which is in Mountain View,
California. Okay.
San Francisco area, and the second center we have is in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Okay, gotcha. And as far as what someone would expect, how long do you actually exercise on one of these? You know, what's the actual exercise procedure look like?
You get on the machine and you exercise for 20 minutes, and then afterwards you core cool for 20 minutes.
And by core cool, you mean you just keep the cooling devices on and allow them to maintain contact with your body?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, it's very fascinating how you're taking these different technologies that, you know, kind of fly in the face of what you would expect to be recommended for exercise, like keeping lactic acid inside the muscle or keeping the body from sweating, and actually changing up the way that folks are working out. So I thought this was fascinating, which is why I wanted to get you on a podcast to kind of give people the heads up about it. So if you're living in the Honolulu area or the San Francisco area, it looks like you could actually get access to train on one of these. In the meantime, the rest of us are going to have to wait a couple of years, huh?
Well, we should be able to provide this service to people in different parts of the country still within this year. We'll be opening centers in different parts of the United States. And we will also have a portable unit that you will be able to buy. The portable units are basically the biggest market for us is athletes as well as military. But those units will be available for sale sometime later this year, towards the end of this year. But the large fixed units will be sometime probably another year to year and a half.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'll put a link in the show notes for you folks. But again, the website is vasper.com. Super interesting technology. And this is Peter Rosowski that we're talking to right now. So, Peter, thank you for coming on the call and explaining this to us.
Thank you very much, Ben.
All right, thank folks, you. This is Peter and Ben Greenfield signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and I have with me on the line right now the CEO and founder of The Future of Health Now. This is going to be a huge virtual event that's going to take place. It is full of some of the top doctors and scientists, some people that we've had on the podcast before, others who I'm sure that you're going to love to hear from, people like Dr. Mark Hyman, Timothy Ferris, Dr. Daniel Amen, Bill Phillips, a ton of experts in the field of health and a lot of the stuff that we talk about on this show. And Arai is going to share with us a little bit more about what this event actually is. So, Arai, thanks for coming on the call. And tell me about this Future of Health Now and what the idea behind it actually is.
Well, thank you very much, first of all, Ben, for having me. I'm really very happy and grateful to be here. The Future of Health Now is an amazing, you know, like you said, it's an online event that's going to be going on for free starting June the 1st of this year. And what's going to be happening is, you know, the event originally started with kind of a mission. And I'll get into that really briefly because I think it provides a really good context and a foundation for, you know, why we started this and what we're doing. Originally, myself and my partner group 2 years ago, if you can believe it, we started out wanting to create this marquee event to launch a brand new health publishing company that we would create. We realized that there was a big problem out there with the healthcare system, not only here in the United States, but also globally. We wanted to create a new, we were just health conscious consumers ourselves. Mm-hmm. My partners, their background comes from health publishing as well, traditionally offline as well as online. My background comes from predominantly the financial sector. Although I have my own personal health, passion for health, and wellness. But basically, you know, we realized that this, you know, the medical system as we knew it was broken. We really didn't like seeing so many people without, you know, the basic standards of healthcare that they receive in many other countries. And we wanted to figure out, you know, the real solutions, the real answers to the basic problems that we had or we knew that our loved ones were faced with ourselves.
And gotcha.
Yeah. And so we kind of thought, hey, what would be, you know, we thought about what would be the coolest thing that we ourselves could attend as eager health conscious consumers or, you know, as people. And so we thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could put on a free event, if we could reach out to the greatest doctors, scientists and celebrity thought leaders that we could think of or that we could find in each of the sort of top categories that we thought were the most interesting to us. And that would also be the interesting, you know, the most interesting to other health conscious individuals.
Now, virtual event, a lot of people have been to conferences, been to seminars, maybe even been to something like this where they've heard, you know, fitness experts and health experts and nutrition experts talk. But with a virtual event, how's that actually work? Like if somebody's listening in and they want to go attend this thing for free, which is awesome because I'm looking at the speakers and these are people that I know that I would personally pay to see. How's that actually work? How do you actually attend a virtual event?
Well, that's a great question. And the first thing I just wanted to mention before I forget it was that, you know, the primary foundation, which is the thing that I'm the happiest to share with your audience and ours, is that this is a science-based online health event. It is a virtual event. So basically how that works is what's going to happen is when, you know, your audience, when you provide them the link for being able to go and find out more about the event, when the event itself actually goes live on the internet, your audience members that go to the link you're providing them with will actually be emailed, an invitation to attend this event when it officially goes live. Now, what will happen is they'll go on to our website at that time and they'll be actually able to listen in to these conversations that we had with some of these people that you've mentioned already for free. What'll happen is we'll be featuring probably two or three of our doctors or scientists or celebrities per evening over the course of a 10-day period.
Okay, gotcha. Can people listen on their own time, or do they need to be there during the actual event?
Yeah, they'll need, in order to get it for free, they'll need to be there during the actual event.
Okay.
You know, because it was our goal, like I said before, this is the beginning of a brand new health publishing company. It's a cause that we hope to help people be able to reclaim their health if they will. We're really hoping to create a mission, a social movement for positive change so that as a community, you know, going forward after this event, we can actually, our goal is, it's a pretty lofty one, Ben, but with people like you and, you know, the relationship that you have with your audience and your audience members, I feel it's very realistic, but it's our goal to kind of rewrite the healthcare system, if you will, globally for us as individuals, mm-hmm. for us as health conscious individuals by exposing, you know, the latest and greatest Future of Health Now technologies, products, services, and information. And the way we feel that's very realistic is we're ensuring that every one of these that we're exposing your audience members to and ours is very easy. It's very tangible and it can be implemented, you know, immediately into our lifestyles.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I plan on beginning June 1st attending a bunch of these, as many as I can make them to. It looks like it covers everything from hormone replacement therapy, anti-aging, weight loss, thyroid issues, personalized medicine, genetic therapy. These are some pretty cool speakers, and so I'm planning on being there myself, listening in. And if you're listening in right now and you want to attend the Future of Health Now and get in on some of these cutting edge seminars, then what I'll do is put a link in the show notes for this podcast over at bengreenfieldfitness.com. Click on that link, head over, sign up, and get involved in this thing, because I really truly believe that this is going to be an excellent way for you to stay on the cutting edge when it comes to your health and a lot of these emerging issues that we're going to be experiencing over the next decade as technology and health kind of expands and grows. So, Arai, I'd like to thank you so much for kind of outlining this for us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Ben. And one of the things I just wanted to make sure I'm very clear on, your listeners are really very fortunate here. This is the very first exclusive interview I've done yet for the Future of Health Now. We've been so busy bringing together the greatest content, the greatest contributors that we ever could. So I just want to be very clear. Earlier on, I said the event begins on June the 1st. Actually, registration for our event begins on June the 1st.
Okay.
So your listeners will want to go check out that page as of June the 1st. We're going to have the event itself will be going live on July the 10th, actually, believe it or not. And it's a very, very large pre-registration time period. But during that time, we actually have some great information as well that's going to be going out to your audience members and ours for free throughout that period of time. And we really just wanted to make sure, because we have partners like Whole Foods Market, like Rock Health, which your audience can take a look at rockhealth.com. We're partnered with some super, super credible people who bring a lot of social proof to this. And we just wanted to make sure that we're able to serve all of the requirements of everyone who's going to be interested in attending for free. So we've made such a long pre-registration period just to make sure that from a technical requirement, you know, if we have a million people hit this thing at the same time, you know, come opening day, we'll be able to service their, you know, the bandwidth and all the technical requirements that they're going to have as well.
Right. I love it. I love the idea. I'm looking at the website now. I'll put a link for you folks so you can go check it out. It's the Future of Health Now, and I'd highly recommend this summer that you attend this thing. It's free. You're going to learn a ton. So this is Ben and Arai signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Thanks, Arai.
Thank you very much, Ben.
So, folks, I hope you got a lot out of that. Go to BenGreenfieldFitness.com. In the show notes for this episode, you will be able to find links to find out more about Vasper Technologies and also to get your free access to the Future of Health Now conference. So, until next time, this is Ben Greenfield wishing you a happy and healthy week.